Okay, here we are. Here we are. Don't worry, here we are. Tuesday. I'm trying to look ahead here. Let's see, Thursday, Friday. Okay, we've got a new guest Thursday. Going to be very interesting. I won't identify that person yet. But this hour, Mitch Henderson is here with us. He's usually on Mondays, but we have a conflict with Dick Allgaier. Dick just cannot switch to Tuesdays, so Mitch may have to be on all Mondays, but one time a month, maybe Tuesday, but we'll figure it out. He's loaded for bear or loaded for communists, either way you want to look at it, as always. Hello, Mitchell.
How are you doing, Jeff?
I'm okay. Get right up to that phone there, sir. Let's see what we can do.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, Todd, crank up the top end on the EQ board, if you would, sir, and let's see if we can sharpen up, make it more crisp. Okay, go ahead. What's up?
Okay,
now,
how's this?
That's Mo Betta. Mo Betta.
Okay, better.
Yeah.
All right, so what I want to talk about tonight is, first I want to point out that although it looks like things are spiraling out of control, and it looks like we have idiots running our government, This is all planned.
Oh, of course.
It's all planned. They know exactly what they're doing.
They
put Biden in office so that everybody would believe that everything's getting so bad due to his stupidity. Okay. Kamala Harris, because of her stupidity, that's why everything's getting so bad. No, this is planned. This is part of the plan for the Great Reset, everything that they want to accomplish. They're not going to give up until they get it. This is their shot. This is their time. And they're not going to back off.
Did you see that disgusting Psaki said that the supply chain breakdown is because Americans, I'm surprised she didn't say unvaxxed Americans, mm-hmm. are buying too many goods. Never mind the over 100 huge ships anchored off L.A. and Long Beach that can't unload. Never mind that.
Well, and then here's the stupidity once again, is Biden says, well, I'm going to order the Port of Los Angeles and Port of Long Beach, which is responsible for 40% of all containers that come into America. I'm going to order them to run 24/7. He fails to understand why those containers are not moving out. They're not moving out because California emissions control laws makes it such that in order to drive a tractor trailer in California, basically if it's older than 3 years old, it's not going to meet the standards. So a lot of trucking companies won't truck to California. It's too expensive for them.
The ships all need to go to another port. They need to go to another port.
Where tractor trailers can actually pick them up and transport them.
Go to Houston. Whatever.
Right. Exactly. So Chairman Joe comes up with this plan, but he doesn't even understand what the problem is. He doesn't understand why they're there.
What do we expect from a walking corpse? Look, this is all by the plan, though.
Economic warfare upon us is what it is.
Sure.
They want to impoverish us. They want to starve us.
Everything
by
the plan.
Let me touch on a few things that is, because this is full spectrum war. So one thing I have not talked about is the cyber war. Humanity made a terrible mistake with the internet. Industry and government depends upon it. Yet it is inherently vulnerable. Cyber attacks alone can shut down supply chains, the electrical grid, water distribution, healthcare, and emergency services. They've done it before. It is like poking the enemy in the eyes, blinding your opponent by crashing his electronic sensors. Okay, so consider that the National Security Agency's crown jewels of hacking programs were released to everyone in the world who wanted them between 2016 and 2017. This included the first leak called the Equation Group of the most sophisticated hacking tools ever developed by the NSA. The second leak of hacking tools was called Trick or Treat and included 7 hacking tools, including names like Dewdrop, Incision, Jackladder, Orangutan, Petcillin, Reticulum, and Sidetrack. Keep in mind that whatever name the National Security Agency gives to their programs and operations has nothing to do with what their program is about. For example, one major operation was called Stellar Wind, but it had nothing to do with the stars or winds or even anything in space. Okay, so the names don't tell you much about what they do. The third leak was called Black Friday and included 60 different NSA hacking programs. The fourth leak was called Don't Forget Your Past and were program tools to break into Linux and Unix systems. The fifth and final leak was called Lost in Translation and included the crown jewels of NSA hacking tools, especially Eternal Blue. That is the key to the entire Internet, including blockchain security. Eternal Romance, used to attach malicious shell by which a hacker can control the targeted computer. Double Pulsar, which is a backdoor implant tool. Petalcheap allows the malware to be inserted through the backdoor. And zero-day exploits, which wipes out firewalls, antivirus software, and Microsoft products. The NSA and Cybersecurity Command developed and used them over decades. These programs are on the Internet and available to anybody. They even give you the code to type in to access them. Uh-huh. So even you, even me, we can do it if we knew how. Okay.
Right.
Just look at the Colonial Pipeline hack earlier this year as an enemy probing our defenses looking for weak spots. Multiply that by everything the world has, and it can be shut down before any action can be taken to stop it. These leaks were intentional to wreak havoc and cause chaos. You got to remember that the people that are running the show, their motto is order out of chaos. Okay, they're going to create the crisis, the chaos, so they can take total control, and they're doing a good job of it. When you're starving and stuck without fuel, you can blame the Internet and our idiotic dependence on it.
Mitch,
Rick Grinnell,
question.
Former Director of National Intelligence, said October 12th that the U.S. has already lost the cyber fight with China.
I've read that. Question. Sir.
Yes, sir.
I think it is fruitless and useless to suggest that the people are going to rise up and somehow stop this, or even influence it in a significant way. There are things being deployed against us which are keeping us tranquil, laid back, unable to really defend our lifestyle, our property, our constitution. We are being influenced. We knew 5 years ago that the governments are capable of doing anything when they put oxytocin overloaded in all the dairy products. So the Europeans basically just fuzzed out. They're doing stuff on us, to us, and around us, and in us, and through us. And the point is, do you really think that this country is going to stand up and stop this bullshit that's going on? Really?
No, I don't think so. I think the number one reason why you look all over the rest of the world, Australia, everyone else, there's masses of people out in the street protesting against their governments, protesting what's going on, which doesn't matter because their governments aren't changing anything. They're just going to deal with protests. You know?
That's right.
Who cares?
They'll kill them if they have to.
In the United States, we don't even do that, and I'll tell you why, is because, see, we have more guns than anybody else in the world. We have more guns in private hands than all the armies of Earth put together. But that sense of security that people get with their guns just means that it divides everybody, because everybody's just going to wait until it comes to their doorstep before they take action. And they're going to lose, okay, if they do that. Okay, actually, Right now, I don't think people should be concerned. I think people should be mad as hell that they lost their Constitution and their Bill of Rights. I don't think people should start thinking about taking some action to protect themselves. I think people should panic right now. They should be panicking.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
We have let them do way far too much. They have they've done anything they wanted, and they're getting away with it. You know, it's
they're laughing their rich, ugly, fat asses off is what they're doing.
Oh yeah,
we didn't do anything, and they've been gaming this for 20 years at least. As I've been saying, they know precisely how the sheep are going to respond.
Well, next Monday, I want to do a thing from other sources. I'll even call it over sources. I want to talk about how far back this goes. I mean, I've talked a little bit before where some of the ideas came around the 14th century and stuff, but I want to show that this plan is a long plan. It's been here ever since civilization has been here, basically. So it'll just be food for thought for people. Okay. So let me talk a little bit about social warfare, because that's going on, too. It's really apparent at the moment between the vaxxed and the unvaxxed. So at a press conference, White House spokesperson Jen Psaki referred to vaxxed people as marked people, and not just once, but throughout the briefing. Like I said, they're willing to tell you what's going on. We just don't listen, and they know it, okay? That was a major thing to say, marked people, okay? They're rubbing it in your nose. This is the mark of the beast, and you're taking it because your job is more important than anything else in the universe, you know? Your daily life of hedonism is more important than your eternal soul. They're trying to tell you that.
Yep.
They're rubbing it in
yep.
your face, you know?
Yep.
So the cultural Marxist narrative of multiculturalism, diversity, and white guilt has the objective of divide and conquer to unite minority groups of people of color and LGBT people to accomplish the great replacement. In order to move those who did not bother to work hard in achieving educational excellence and gaining years of practical experience and expertise into the jobs of those who did, the tool by which to accomplish this is the vaccination mandate. Those with a brain and critical thinking ability, which the Smithsonian, of course, says is racist, will be displaced by uneducated, unskilled, and inexperienced people. Take, for example, the Southwest Airlines sick-out that led to 2,000 canceled flights. This should grab your attention because those pilots with thousands of hours of flight experience and very expensive training will be replaced by people of color and LGBT people without the same level of training or experience. Do you seriously want to board an airplane with a novice pilot and put you and your family's lives in the hands of the inexperienced? I mean, when you look at, like, Sully Sullenberger landing on the Hudson, that was from a lifetime of experience flying tens of thousands of hours in the air, enabled him to save all those people's lives. What about somebody with 100 hours in the air? How do you think they would handle that same situation? I think it would be, everybody's going to die, sort of situation. This is one example. What will our nation look like when social equity is forced down our throats? I have seen it. The rank corruption, the negligence, the ineptitude that is endemic to Latin America, Asian and African and Islamic nations that we will have here in the United States, which is the nature of the weakness of multiculturalism and diversity. What is the difference between equality and equity? Equality is the state of being equal in status. All citizens are equal before the law. Rights, all citizens have the same constitutional rights and opportunity, where achievement is based on merit, not skin color. Equity creates equality of outcomes instead of equality of opportunity. It is replacing the skilled with the unskilled by making race, gender, and sexual orientation the primary determinant of whether you get a job or not. It creates a system where some have privileges, like the vaxxed, and those without privileges, such as the unvaxxed. Privileges will replace rights, as the identity groups will replace merit, experience, and hard work. Status will be replaced by some underclass comprised of straight white males, okay, and other overclass of everything else. Even now, American citizens have to be vaccinated while it is considered a violation of human rights to make illegal aliens get a vaccine. Notice that legal aliens have to get a vaccine to enter the United States. So it becomes evident that the highest social status becomes the criminal. Throughout human history, people have sacrificed their lives to fight the establishment of classes and the tyranny it takes to establish them. And we are there. This will start at birth. Wisconsin Democrats introduced a Birth Equity Act, which gives maternal newborn health care preferences to black, brown, and indigenous mothers and infants. Justice George Orwell said, some animals are more equal than others. Okay. The Labor Department reported that a record number of U.S. workers left their jobs voluntarily in August. But remember, at the beginning of August, there was 10 million available jobs, okay, that nobody could fill. Okay, and then we produced a situation with the vaccination mandates where we caused 4.3 million employees to lose their jobs. Okay. This was led by bar and restaurant employees as well as retail staff. These are businesses that have vaccine mandates. In addition, employers laid off 1.3 million workers in August for not complying. These are people that they waited to be fired instead of just leaving. The Department of Labor admits that many of these layoffs and quits are due to the vaccination mandates. Keep in mind that at the beginning of August, there were 10 million job openings. Make that 15 million job openings now, and nobody there to take the job. The Los Alamos National Laboratory has fired 480 people for not taking the vaccine. That is our nuclear deterrence growing weaker. These are the people who know how to make atom bombs, and now where are they going to seek work? They can go to Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia wants nuclear weapons. Many countries want nuclear weapons. Now these American-trained nuclear scientists can get a plush job in one of those countries. I'm sure they would pay them well. Okay. Even I can tell the increase in worker incompetence as these people are replaced by the unqualified. In Europe, they have traditionally had class structures and privileged elites. Is having major issues with the new privileged vaxxed versus the underclass of non-privileged unvaxxed. The demonstrations and general strikes in Italy, France, and the UK and Australia are good examples. The Italians are getting very passionate about this, as a matter of fact. So the divisions created by the vaccine mandate and critical race theory are tearing America apart. I have lived in New Mexico for almost 30 years. I never heard racial epithets used by anyone except people of color. Of course, they use it to refer to themselves all the time.
Sure.
Now people tell me that every time they have to listen to a new class of victims whining, they want to puke and they have lost all respect for the victim identities. Now many freely use racial, ethnic, and sexist and anti-LGBT epithets to refer to those groups, even in casual conversations. Folks, this is an intended result. They intended for you to hate these people. Okay? They want to create hate. They want civil war. I'm convinced that with the stress of the economic downturn and job losses, civil war can break out in America. Your neighbor is either your friend or your enemy. Now is the time to start figuring that out.
Okay? Well said.
You don't need to find that out when they're pointing the gun at you. You need to know beforehand, who's friend and who's foe, right?
Yep. Well said. You have, each time you come on here, that's another chapter in your next book.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I can put them all together sometime. I got to find somebody to publish or self-publish somehow, I guess.
You just, you do it yourself. Yeah. We'll sell it here.
Okay, so so the next thing I want to talk about is information warfare. Okay. Cancer culture has had a chilling effect on information. YouTube is absolutely boring and devoid of anything that does not fit the official narrative. The official narrative is for the brain dead. It is not information for you to assess, rather pure repetitive indoctrination.
Yeah.
Okay, so an example, we have a crisis in our southern border that is not due to neglect, but an intentional effort to allow into our nation terrorists and criminals, as well as a real effort at the Great Replacement. They need to get as many of them in here before the Great Reset as possible. Many of these people already had asylum in Latin American nations. They are encouraged to come, anyways, even though they have been granted asylum in a different country. Wanted to mention the new perk. Oh, go ahead.
They're invited invaders, is what they are.
Right.
They're not
invited
migrants.
Invaders.
Come on. All right, hold on just a minute, Mitchell, and we'll come right back. Mitch Henderson is with us, always fascinating. Hold on, we shall continue. Okay, welcome back. Talking with Mitch Henderson as we do each week. This presidential spokesperson is just something else. She's a dirtbag. She's a liar. She's transparently so. I mean, it didn't take anything much to figure it out. Are her lips moving? She's lying. She says empty. What's that?
Yes, indeed. If her lips move, it's a lie.
Yeah. She says now that all empty store shelves and rising prices are due to increasing consumer demand. As I said earlier, I'm surprised she didn't say increasing unvaxxed consumer demand. These people are just dirt. They're garbage. They're just garbage.
Yes, they are.
This is not government. These are controllers. We have no government. It's a pretext of a government matrix of some kind, but it's a joke, and it's a deadly joke. And a lot of people are going to pay the ultimate price here. You watch. Go ahead, Mitch.
Oh, yes, they are. Well, I was going to mention how on, like, this immigration thing, this new Purge movie that came out, the Purge, Forever Purge, okay, it's a pure propaganda piece. What happens is the purge is supposed to end, but all the white people decide that the purge is going to go on until they purge all of the immigrants out of America. Okay, and the story is centered on this white ranching family who is rescued by their Mexican ranch hands, and Mexico opens its borders for 6 hours to allow refugees to come in so they won't get killed, and these Mexican ranch hands help these white people into Mexico so they won't be killed. Okay. But what's messed up about it is the people that come to kill them are another faction of the Mexican ranch hands come to kill them.
Uh-huh.
So it's just pure cultural Marxist nonsense. Okay, so they want you to become totally immoral, and they are starting with their children. The new Superman comic book has Superman making out with another guy. They want to make the next James Bond an ugly black lesbian woman. Even the old comedy scary movie franchises tried to normalize pedophilia, making it look like fun. There is no end to the Hollywood's debauchery. Okay. At the beginning, when I started on this program, my telephone was jammed to dropped on this show. Now Google interferes with my research by simply making pages I want to see unavailable.
Uh-huh.
I can feel the slow squeeze of cyber warfare to discourage the information that I put out. This is done with impunity, even though there are felony laws against this behavior. A government has laws to obey. It's called the Constitution. The fact that the government does not obey the law is glaringly apparently. Even you suffer from the same antics, cyber attacks upon you. Cyber warfare is not just nation against nation. It is perpetrated by government against their citizens as a tool of information warfare. Notice how most people making informational videos against vaccine have to use code instead of saying words COVID or vaccine. I watched one video where the doctor used his ink pen and jabbed his shoulder to hint that he was talking about the vaccination.
Yeah, I saw that.
It is only in a totalitarian police state where the dictator can mandate vaccinations and any and all dissent is silenced. Even the CEO of Southwest Airlines that had the sick out said publicly that it had nothing to do with the vaccine mandate. The actual people who were sick said that it was everything to do with the vaccine mandate. So they even have CEOs up there lying about what's going on in their companies. I guess that's not that new, though. That's been going on for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Last Monday's New York Times editorial page had an article about how Jesus is a black man, and right below it is an article titled, "Only Full Decriminalization Will Help Sex Workers." In other words, let's strip law enforcement of all the tools needed to stop human trafficking. These are their efforts to change all of our traditional narratives and replace them with immoral nonsense.
Absolutely.
Everybody in authority is lying to us about everything all of the time.
And they have carefully targeted all of the remaining...
Witch doctors warn humanity.
Yeah. Hold on, Mitch. Mitch, one second.
Okay, go ahead.
Everything that is and has been important to this culture to hold it together and give it some kind of moral boundaries, moral guidelines, to give it a shape. It's like a membrane around a bacteria. If it doesn't have a membrane, it kind of just dissipates and it's gone. They're taking everything that we used to know and relate to, all moral aspects of this culture, and turning them inside out and corrupting them beyond recognition. What you just told me about Superman, that should be the end of Superman. Not one Superman comic should be purchased anymore. That should be the end of it. All this crap should be boycotted. Done.
Oh, it's right on the cover with Superman kissing a little boy.
Oh,
not only that, but Superman is a man, and he's kissing a young boy.
I got it. This should be rejected by all people of reasonable mind and good heart without any equivocation. It should be just completely rejected. But it apparently it's not.
Well, it's not. And it's only going to get worse with time. I mean, listen, people talk about Sodom and Gomorrah, and what we're living in right now is much worse than Sodom and Gomorrah ever was. Okay, so it's like we are beyond Sodom and Gomorrah at this point. Okay, so let me talk about the witch doctors' war on us. The witch doctors of old have not changed except for gaining respectability among all. The witch doctor always wanted to be the most powerful force in the tribe. You can see that nothing has changed. The witch doctors accomplished what no politician could ever do. They launched the biological weapon on humanity so that they could gain control over us, and nobody will even talk about it, let alone put these monsters on trial for war crimes and crimes against humanity. Doctors have been murdering people for centuries without having to face any penalties. I've seen doctors refuse to give simple and effective treatment to save a person's life out of just petty arrogance and out of dislike of the kind of person that the patient is and just out of pure laziness and neglect.
Oh, they care. Oh, yes.
Because of the mandates on health workers and stuff, they have plenty of hospital room. It's just they have no staff to take care of anyone because they quit over the vaccines. It should
they force them out,
that our healthcare
Mitch.
Workers
they force
don't
them
want to
out.
Take the vaccine.
They force them out. They force them
yes.
out. They're intentionally destroying the health system and the education system and the economy and the government system and the military. They're taking it all down. As I said,
yes, they are.
The plug has been pulled. You must prepare to defend yourselves and your loved ones. There ain't going to be any 9/11 answers very soon.
Follow the logic here of what they're doing. Okay, so because of the staffing shortage in New Mexico declared a health care emergency. And under that emergency, there's two important things that come out of that. One is you cannot sue a health care, you can't sue a doctor for malpractice during this emergency they just declared. The second thing is the doctors get to decide who they're going to treat. Because they're using the concept of triage of, well, we're gonna treat the people that we're most likely gonna be able to save, and we're
right.
just gonna let the other people die. So
right.
remember when they were talking back in Obama's day about death panels? Well, here we are. Here's your death panel. You've got it right now at your local hospital. Okay, the death panels are here. Okay, so however, the biological weapon of COVID was just the excuse for the distribution of the real biological warfare agent, the COVID vaccination. Its purpose is genocide of about 7.5 billion human beings. They have never kept this a secret, okay? The vaccine mandate is essential to get everybody vaccinated before the fatal side effects become manifest. The New York Times reported that the public health officials claim they hit a wall and that the vax refusers are digging in. CDC scientists say that the COVID pandemic will last decades even if everyone gets vaccinated. This is in the New York Times. This is not conspiracy theory. This is what they said. Okay, your freedoms are never coming back, and everything will continue to get worse in every aspect of your life. This statement jives with the World Economic Forum's pronouncements. Life as you always knew it will never come back, and the more people who take what Jim Psaki says is the mark, the more it ensures your slavery. Where do the witch doctors get their power? From the respect and compliance of humans give them. The power of no can crush both public health totalitarian state and their politician frontmen. People need to just start saying enough and no. You know?
Right.
If enough people say no, there's nothing they can do about it. Okay? They don't have the power. Just last week, the FDA panel said that people over 60 should stop taking an aspirin a day. Why? Because people over 60 are the most likely to get a stroke, pulmonary embolism, or a heart attack, which taking an aspirin before you go to bed prevents that from happening. Why did the panel decide this? Because they want old people to stop taking aspirin so they will die. It's just that simple. There's no science that says, but see, aspirin can cause internal bleeding, but how often does that happen? Okay, it's not that frequent. You know, I've dealt with this. Most of the people that I've seen that have had a bleeding problem, it's a result of alcoholism, and it has nothing to do with aspirin. Okay, so next I want to get into the kinetic war, because they're going to have a war. I mean, the best way to take us down completely is by having a war. China will invade Taiwan. Some commentators say that China will not attack before the February 2022 Beijing Olympics or before the 2022 CCP Party Congress that will re-elect Chairman Xi. We are engaging in wishful thinking if we think China would prioritize the Olympics before the reunification of all Chinese territory under the CCP. In fact, the Chinese territorial integrity is the main objective of the CCP. China cannot be a world power unless it can breach the first island chain and use Taiwan to project power into the Western Pacific. The problem for China is that the first island chain keeps China from full exploitation of the Pacific Ocean. The problem for Japan, Philippines, Malaysia, and Vietnam is that it gives China a strategic military advantage against them. The problem for the United States is that the second and third island chains are U.S. territory. This is, we think of China as being far away, but it's not that far away. Guam is where America begins, in the Western Pacific. It's American territory, the Mariana Islands. Palau is an independent nation in free association with the United States. So we're moving troops and equipment mostly to Guam, the Northern Mariana Islands, Palau, and Wake Island. This is encouraging to China because it is defensive of American territory, but not an aggressive posture against China. This shows weakness on our part. Okay, but there's another thing that we have to remember here about Chinese culture, and that's losing faith. Okay, Chairman Xi cannot get reelected in next October if he's lost all his faith. Taiwan has crossed every single red line that China, Communist China, placed upon it. All of them. They've done it not just once, but several times. Okay, and believe it or not, even though we think of China as a totalitarian state, they have the same thing like the Russian Samizdat, where they have independent news. We have ways of spreading news throughout China. The Chinese people are aware of these red lines being crossed. Okay. So it is not something that people come from the outside of China and they talk to people. They say, hey, yeah, this is what's happening. So the word gets around, you know.
Yeah.
So the Chinese are also sure that our military forces are hollowed out, especially when one of our nuclear submarines crashed into an undersea hill. That happens through inferior sonar persons and poor leadership and training. The former director of national security, Rick Grenell, has stated that the USA has already lost the cyber war with China, and so because of vaccine mandates, our trained and experienced military people have until November 28th to be fully vaccinated or kicked out, and the reserves have until December 28th to get vaccinated. So after Thanksgiving, we will lose hundreds of thousands of active duty military due to the vaccine mandates, according to the Washington Post. They say that it's loss of 34,420 sailors, 61,600 Marines, 60,000 airmen, and 247,000 soldiers. And these are all active duty people. These servicemen will be very hard to replace with quality troops. China knows that, and it means that we are self-decimating our military forces in the next month or so. The word decimate means to reduce by one-tenth of a military force. This is very encouraging to China. Chairman Xi is an absolute ruler. He cannot wait until the next party Congress to invade Taiwan. Okay, so every day Taiwan makes him look bad.
Mitch.
Go ahead.
So your take on this is they're going to do it, and they're going to do it pretty soon.
Well, yes, they have to do it pretty soon.
Okay.
We've painted them into a box. We've even sent U.S. troops to Taiwan. I mean, that is crossing a major red line. That is that's the United States directly interfering in the internal affairs of China in China's view. Okay. So even Putin came out and said that the United States interfering in Taiwan is interfering in Chinese internal affairs. Okay. So you know, at the same time that this is happening, China is falling apart economically and socially, just like we are.
But here,
to take action.
This is critical. Now, what happens when things get real bad at home? What do despots usually do? They go to war.
They go to war.
Yes.
This happens all the time.
They'll take Taiwan, no matter how many hundreds of thousands of troops it costs them. They don't care. They're going to take it. That's pretty much the way I see it. I don't see any other way.
Well, let's think about how China sees it. China is fighting for their territory integrity for land. The United States is fighting for LGBT, POC, and feminist
oh,
issues.
Okay? I know.
So, von Clausewitz, in his book on war, talks about a thing called moral force in war. He argues that if you have moral force upon entering the war, you have a great advantage. Compare China's moral force for war, territorial integrity and repelling foreign interference in internal affairs, with the USA's moral decadence at all levels. Who has the advantage? Keep in mind that moral force only applies to the cause of the war, not to the conduct of the war. The Chinese know that we have rules of engagement that are entirely to the Chinese advantage. Chinese rules of engagement are simple. Destroy the enemy. Kill people and break things. There's
That's
no
right.
restraint placed upon their troops.
Nope.
Okay. So even though it's good to have moral force when you begin the war,
yeah.
during the war, according to von Clausewitz, you don't let morality get in the way of destroying the enemy.
Well, yeah. this is like the Soviet...
The object of war is to destroy the enemy. Period.
The Soviet hordes into Eastern Europe and Germany. End of World War II. It's the same thing you're going to see
yeah.
with the Chinese.
Exactly. Yeah. And just think about this. The war in China will set up the conditions for Serbia to invade and take Kosovo back. The ethnic Serbs
yeah.
of northern Kosovo
yeah.
are rioting daily. They're rioting even today. And
yeah.
Serb forces are massed at the border.
Right.
Azeri and Israeli forces are poised to attack an economically weak Iran. Russia is poised to invade Ukraine. And
right.
and Erdogan in Turkey, who keeps flip-flopping, he says one day that Ukraine is his friend, and the next day Russia is his friend. Very Orwellian, but I think he's going to end up letting Russia do what they want. Okay, war in the Taiwan Strait will strike the match to launch World War III. Nothing that is happening is by chance. It's all planned, and the planners see success within their grip. They are not going to let it go. I'm trying to say that you should be, I'm not trying to say that you should be concerned. You should be angry that they have taken your Bill of Rights and have made you into subhuman second-class citizens. You should wake up to the fact that they hate you and they want to destroy your life. I do not think that you should consider taking action in the near future for your survival. I think you should panic now. I can't emphasize enough that now is the time. You know, we're actually, if you're just now starting to take measures to protect yourself, you're already too late. You're already behind the curve. And so you need to start putting yourself first, okay? So first, do not take the vaccination. Second, disobey. Do not comply. Resist everything that they try to do, okay? Do it however you can do it, okay? Don't fall on your sword. What we want them to do is we want them to fall on their sword eventually, okay? But just keep this in mind. Everything that they're going to do is they're going to put humanity through hell, but they're going to fail. Okay? In the end, they'll fail. They cannot sustain it.
What will the cost be, though, Mitch? What will the cost be? What will the cost
be? The cost will be, I think they will succeed in killing about 7 billion people. I think that will happen. As you look around today at all the people, just think, okay, take away seven, if you got eight people in a crowd, take away seven of those people. That's
right.
what it's going to look like in about 4 or 5 years.
And guess what real estate prices are going to be? Guess what automobile prices are going to be? Hell, they'll be sitting around parked by the millions of cars. No drivers.
That's right.
Empty houses.
Right.
No residents. That's why they're flooding this country with subhuman third world garbage from prisons and other undesirable elements of societies in the third world. They want bodies here.
We should not think that this is something new. When I was a policeman in Florida in 1980, they had the Mariel boat lift. In that boat lift, Castro said, oh, okay, people can come and bring boats and take all the Cubans to Florida that they want to.
They flushed the prisons.
He emptied their prisons and made them get on the boat also with the good people.
Yeah.
And then what we had in South Florida in 1980 was what we called the Mariel Cuban crime wave. Okay. And I lived that crime wave. These criminals were vicious people. To see the way that they mutilated the people they attacked and stuff. For a simple robbery, they robbing somebody wasn't good enough. They had to mutilate them also, disfigure them and stuff, kill them even. You know, it's not the same class of criminal, you know.
No,
They weren't satisfied with just your money. They wanted
to
take your future. They wanted to ruin your life, you know.
That's correct.
So I've seen this play before, you know.
Yeah.
We
yep.
don't know who these people are at the southern border. We have no idea what kind of people they are.
Well, they come from over 30 you know? Different countries, and there are spies, terrorists, perverts, degenerates, sick, diseased, third world garbage. Not saying it's their fault. I'm just saying the facts are the facts are the facts. That's what's coming in here. And it's being done with utmost intent and planning. So you've got to grasp reality here. Mitch, we've got to run.
Well,
thank you.
What's going to be ironic is that the day is coming soon when all those people who fled here to take advantage of the American welfare system and stuff, they have a country to run to when the shit hits the fan here. They can go back to their country.
Isn't that interesting? Well, that little screenplay you described about that television program, Mexico opens the gates for 6 hours to let Americans flee into Mexico.
Just Funny. 6 hours. Canada opened
Funny.
Its border for 6 hours, too.
What a gracious thing,
all.
Huh?
Jeez. Yeah.
All right. This is all despicable. Get ready, friends. Get ready. Thank you, Mitch, and my best
You're very
to you
welcome.
And yours.
We'll see you Monday.
Okay, my friend. Take care.
Okay.
Mitchell
Bye-bye.
Henderson. Yeah. He works really hard on these presentations. They're outstanding. I do hope he puts them in a book. Perfect chapters. We will be right back with David Oates.